I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Europe got a brief reprieve today from its escalating debt crisis. German lawmakers voted to support a bigger bailout fund for teetering economies in the eurozone. Greece is first on the list, and today's vote was aimed at ensuring that Greece's debt problems don't spread to the rest of Europe and potentially the U.S. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Brussels.
Leaders of the 17-member eurozone agreed to increase Europe's bailout fund to more than $500 billion back in July, but their national parliaments still had to approve it. Today, it was the Germans' turn, and they endorsed it by a wide margin.
Der Gesetzentwurf ist damit angenommen.
But it was clear that not all were happy about it. Before the vote, opposition politician Peer Steinbrück criticized the way Chancellor Angela Merkel's government has handled the crisis.
Ihre Medizin, Frau Bundeskanzlerin, Zeit zu kaufen.
Your medicine to buy time with loans and radical austerity measures for Greece has failed, Steinbrück said. Still, he said he would vote for the measure because of, quote, the greater responsibility we have to the eurozone. As Europe's largest economy, Germany would contribute close to $300 billion to the fund. This Berliner told the BBC he wonders where Germany's responsibility to the Greeks will end.
Personally, I get the feeling that they don't really have a concept of what they're doing with the money. It's just pumping more and more money into it and don't even know why or what to do.
In the decades after World War II, Germany ponied up money for Europe out of a kind of war guilt, says Johann von Overtfeldt, author of the forthcoming book, The End of the Euro. But that's starting to wane.
The Germans are not prepared to pay any kind of bill that comes along, and they want to have very stringent conditions attached to that, which I think is also quite reasonable, but which is, of course, through the European classical way of thinking of the last decade, a shock, because these Germans all of a sudden don't want to pay the bills anymore.
It's a big change, too, for a country that was so instrumental in setting up the euro in the first place. Sebastian Borger writes for the German edition of the Financial Times. He says former Chancellor Helmut Kohl gave Germans few chances to say no.
We never had a referendum on the euro. It was imposed upon us by the imposing figure of Chancellor Kohl. For very good reasons, you know, no doubt about it. But we've never had an open debate about it. I think if you had an open debate, and again, Angela Merkel isn't very good at that, I think you could convince people that there is a lot of good stuff coming out of the euro for Germans, beside all the trouble.
There are signs that Merkel may have more convincing to do. Many analysts now say that not even $500 billion will be enough to keep Greece's problems from spreading and to prop up Europe's banks. That means Germany will probably have to come up with more money, a lot more. Louise Cooper is an analyst at BGC Partners in London.
The question really is not, yes, Merkel, you've got this vote through. It's how much political authority do you have to take all the future steps that need to be taken to solve the eurozone crisis, to actually, you know, write the big checks that are required to save the eurozone.
Several other eurozone countries haven't even weighed in on this bailout measure. Slovakia, for one, is not scheduled to vote on it until the end of October. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.